Okay, we're on Yud Beis Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. Ton and Hossam. We've got a Mishnah over there. This is a Tilson. A Tilson is some kind of spice, a Chilba. These people, right, Mishnah Titzmach. It's Chayav in Maestros from the time that it gets Mishnah Titzmach. We're going to explain what that means. Batuvua. And the grains. And Rashi also said over here, also means grapes as well. So it means grains and grapes, the hazesim, and also olives, mishayuvu shlish, when they get a third ripe. Okay, my mishatitzmach. What does it mean, mishatitzmach? So answers the Gemara, mishatitzmach lizroim. When it starts getting seeds in it, then it's chayim chumas and maisus. Vahatuvua, vahazesim, mishayuvu shlish. When they bring a shlish, when they're ripe, a third. Okay. So, Minhani Mili, where do we know this from the Torah? Because these are the three derisa, Chumas and Maisus, grapes, grains, and olives. So, Amar Rav Asi, says Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Umotu Mishmei, the Rabbi Yossi, some people say Rabbi Yossi Glili, Amar Christ is in the Psukim, Miket Shevashonim, at the end of 7 years, b'moed shana sushmita, in the shmita time, b'chag sukkos, in chag sukkos. So that's the Gemara, the end of pasuk. So ask the Gemara, shana sushmita, shmita, my avidate b'chag sukkos. What's it doing in sukkos? Because sukkos is, it comes after shmita. It's shminis he. It's already shminis, and the seventh year is not in the eighth year. So ella lo melacha, it's coming to tell you. Kol tavua, any tavua, shehaviya shlish, that has grown somewhat, I grew a shlish, yeah, b'shviyis, in shviyis, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, before it went cross over into the 8th, ata noeg ba minag shviyis. You relate to it as a kedusha shviyis, b'shminis, in the shminis. Basically, right. So we see over here that basically there's still some shviyis in the shminis, and we're going to say that's your grain that came to a certain level of maturity, and we're going to explain where we get the third from. So amale Rabbi Zeira l'Rav Asi v'dilma, is first of all, why are you assuming this is a certain maturity in the grain? V'dilma lo ayel klal, perhaps it didn't grow at all. Yeah, and maybe the Torah is just saying v'kama rachmano over here tishamet v'tizel, it just means add on time, just say let's extend, like we said before, so let's extend shvi'is. What it's not in the grain that it, you know, it's the, it, we relate to it as kedusha shviyis. Maybe it just means that just add on, add chagash sukkos. So the answer is no. Lo selcha daitach. You couldn't think that. Why? Tichsi, we've got this pasuk. It says v'chag osif, right, in the festival of the osif, but says hashana in the end of the year. Okay, so my osif. So what is this osif over here? So Elam, if you want to tell me that osif over here means, which literally means gathering, it means chag haba b'zman asifa. The festival comes in the gathering time of year. V'aksiv, it says b'osbecha, in the very same posuk, it already says the word b'osbecha. So we know it's in the gathering time of year. So we've got an extra, right, you don't need to tell me it's the gathering time of year twice, so we've got an extra osbecha over here. So Elamai osif, what it was is osif, we're going to say, right, is kotsir. This osif over here actually means that it means that when you harvest, yeah, when you harvest it, we're going to couple that in with the next part of the pasuk. V'kimlu l'rabbanan, and the rabbanan know, yeah, the chol tavu, any tavu work shniktsura b'chag, that you would cut, potentially cut down in sukkah's time, b'yadua shavia shlish, it would have already got to a third ripeness lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The kori la, now it's fixing, right, coupling it in the end of the pasuk. It says b'teis hashana, yeah, and it's called the b'teis hashana. I mean, this thing, basically, that you would plow at sukkah's time, is, we relate to it, it's called the b'teis hashana. It's called, considered like the end of last year, right? So if you look in the go to Rashi, Ella my osif katsia. You see that Rashi there? It's about in the small lines. It's like three lines into it. Yeah, it's Elamai Osif Kotzia. V'achik Amar. It says V'chag Ashehu Be'osbecha Esma Asecha, and the Chag that it's in the time of gathering your deeds, meaning your grains, Minasodeh, Osif she'ato koitze boy, eino mishana nichnesis, not considered from the current year, ella mishana yoitze, from the previous year. The year going out, sorry. The limdoch okam, it's coming to teach you, she'kot tzir chag, the tzir of the chag, is choylech acha shana shavra, it goes after the previous year. Okay, now, sorry. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zera. Is that true? The kin lulu rabbanon. Did the rabbanon really know? Ben shlish lepachas mishlish, between a third ripe grain and a little bit less than a third ripe grain. So, gave him Musa Amalei. He said, Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, "Lav amin aloch, didn't I tell you? Lo tapich nafshach, don't take out yourself. Levar from outside. Lamed is the prefix. Levar outside. Mehuchasa from the halachas of the right. Kol midos, all of the measures of the chachamim, akeinu are exact. They know what they're talking about. And I will bring examples to you. Va'arbim sa'ar hu tovel. In 40 sa'ar, a person goes to the mikvah, and that brings ritual purity." But if it's lacking a kurtov, which is a very small amount, about 5-6 milliliters, einu yochol litbol behen, it's no good. Kibetza matame tumas oichlin, a kibetza of food has tumas oichlin. But if it would be a kibetza chasa shumshum, a kibetza lacking one sesame seed, einu matame tumas oichlin, will not matame tumas oichlin. Third example, shloisha tefachim. Okay, about 30 centimeters by 30 centimeters, patch of cloth, mitame midras, would mitame tumas midras. If a person would sit on that, would mitame midras, if you be a zav. And shloisha, right, chasanima, would be lacking one thread, ain't a mitame tumas midras. So he got Rebbe Yirmiyahu, he got musa from Rebbe Zera. Now, Rebbe Yirmiyahu took the musa, hodama Rebbe Yirmiyahu said, la milsa he. He de Amri. It's what I said. It's not true. I'm going to prove to you. I saw that they know. I'm going to prove to you. Zabar Mine, and he's going to prove from this conversation that they asked from him Chavraya the friends or the Chavra Mirav Kahana, a halachic question from Rav Kahana. Oima, the Oima she Kirivu that they bought, that the Kovin Oima that they bring on the Moitz Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach. Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, b'kenisoson l'aretz, when they came into the Aretz, the first Oima, when they came in with Yeshua, when they came in Nisan, so when they brought the Oima, mehechan hikrivuhu, where did they get it from? Where did they get the grain from? So in Toima, if you want to tell me, the oil that it came in, b'yad nochri, basically it grew by the non-Jews, it says, kitzira chem, your kitzira, hamarachman of the Torah says. The Lokitsir Nochri, and not the Kotsir of Nochri. So, fine. So it must be that they sacrificed it. Oh, but they said, in my Akrivu, how do you know they actually brought? Maybe that year they skipped. So, Dilmalo Akrivu, perhaps they didn't bring it. This is all like give and take of Rabbi Yirmiyahu approving from this conversation with Rav Kahana and the Talmidim, but maybe they didn't bring. So, Losak Adaitak, Dichsiv, because it says over there, the Yoichlu Mi'avo Haaretz, they ate from the produce of the land, Mimachar Asapesa. From the day after Pesach. So you can make a deal from this. Mimicharas of Pesach, Ochol, from after the day of Pesach, they started eating from the produce of the land. Mi'ikara lo Ochol, but from the big, right, before Pesach, they didn't. So it must be the Akrivu Oimer, so they must have brought the Oimer, the Hoda Ochol, and then they ate. So that comes back to the question, Mehechon Hakrivu. So where did they get the Jewish grain from in order to bring the Korban Oimer? So that was the question they asked Rav Kahana. So he said to them, Amalahet, Kol Shilo Hevi Shlish, anything that did not bring a Shlish, B'yad Nochri, in the hand of a Nochri, that would be fine. Because then it, when it crossed that point, yeah, when it goes into the above Shlish world, that's Jewish already, Jewish produce. Oh, and this is basically Rebbe Yirmiyahu like proving his point now, and he's commenting like from this, he says, oh, maybe the Dilma Isle, perhaps it had grown a little bit. And maybe it's grown by the Nokri to already to a third, and they don't know. The rabbi, so how could they bring it? Stop it, rise to the chumrah. How can they bring this, like, potentially goisha grain over here? So it must be by the fact that we know historically that they did bring the oimah and it had to be a Jewish grain. Obviously, they knew what they were doing. So elokim lahu. So I can prove from this that they knew what they were doing, and they can tell exactly what stage of growth these grains are in. So Hakanami Kimlo, so too over here, they know with regards to with the tumors and maestros issue. Okay. Vadilma lo ayel. Oh, but now we're asking the cash on Rabbi Yomi. We're trying to push him off now. We said, maybe not. How can you improve from there? Dilma lo ayel klal. Perhaps it didn't grow at all. Right? So that's easy to tell, yeah? If you go from naught and then it grew, it's obviously Jewish, right? Because you grew the whole thing. Ah, aval heichel, but where? The oil river, it had grown a quarter already, and then it goes larger, bein shlish lepokus mishlish, but when it's just less than a third, to a third, look in, they wouldn't know. That's hard to tell. So, the Gemara says, no, fending for Rebbe Yirmiyah. Lo salka daitach. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, but Hom Alu min Yarden, the nation, the Klal Yisrael, came from the Jordanian River, but Asher L'Chodesh in the tent of Nisan. Yeah, but Isak HaDaitach, if you want to tell me, the Lo Ayel Cloud, that it didn't grow whatsoever, there was no, right? But Chamish Yomi Ka Malya, in 5 days it's going to get from zero to, you know, 100%, you know, it's going to grow or get so much. So it can't be. It must be that it had grown. And so if it must be that it had grown, so that you see they can tell. Oh, but then we're going to push back. Elamai, the Isle River. So what, you want to tell me that it had grown a quarter, or danka, or a sixth? Yeah, ikoti, b'chamisha yomi kamalia. So what, you want to tell me it was a quarter, and then it went in 5 days to the point that you could bring it as a korban oimah? It can't, that also doesn't make sense, you know, practically speaking. So Elamai Islachal Meima, what are you going to tell me? So you're going to say basically Eretz Svi Ksivba. With regards to Eretz Israel, where this is an Eretz Svi, just as a Svi is light on its legs and it's fast, so too things in Eretz Israel grow quicker than other countries. So basically we're working on a different, we've got a different way of doing things over here in Israel. So you can't bring a right. Okay, so Hakanami, so too, Eretz Svi Ksivba. It could be that they didn't plant it at all, and they just planted it right then. In 5 days it grew. It was kind of a bit shtickle-nace. But that's what Eretz Israel is, land of Nisim, and so you can't prove anything. So basically you can't prove from this that basically the Rabbanan are Kimlahu. Okay, so fine, that was it. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah kind of taking the muster. They're trying to say, really are Kim Lahu, but we just said we can't prove from here you're Kim Lahu, but the Rabban are Kim Lahu. They are Kim Lahu, but we just wanted to bring a proof, but he failed. So mask fact. So now we have our proof. We have a proof. We see from this pasuk that basically anything that grew that to the stage that you would harvest it in Chag time, right? Then we know that it must have already grown a third in the previous year, and that we call that, it's a problem, it's called like Shemitah, so too we know basically it's considered of the previous year. So that's our proof now. So, but that was all from the fact that we had this extra word of Osif, right? We had the Osif, one Osif, a second Osif. So Maskif La Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina has a kasha. Umi Matzis Amat, can you say Tahai Osif? Kotsihu, this extra osif over here, you want to say plug it in and say it's talking about the harvesting. Yeah, but chasiv, we got under the pasuk somewhere else which says, brings the same word. It says, but osbcha migoruncha mikvecha. It says, in the gathering of your threshing floors and from your vineyards. Okay. But amama, and we say that's talking about the psoilus gurin beyekav akosav midabe. That's talking about in the refuse of the threshing floor. And the vineyard that it's talking about, that's what you've got to use for your sukkah. Sukkah, the schach, the sukkah, has to be made from the following things. So we see over here that ospecha isn't coming to tell you that about harvesting. It's coming to ospecha, this word is like a code word, is just telling you that it's a sukkah. You've got to make a sukkah out of this. So basically, that's this extra word of osif over here wasn't talking about the time of it wasn't about gathering per se. It was talking, and therefore it's free. No, rather it was talking about Sukkos. It's just saying this is a, your Sukkos is going to be out of this, so therefore we don't have a free will.
Also chronologically, you couldn't have solace if you're just picking it now.
You can't have solace if you...
If you're just picking now, you don't have solace.
Okay, interesting. Okay, very good. Nice. Yeah, so anyway, so basically our free word has gone. So, Amar Rebbe Zeira, says Rebbe Zeira, Hai Milsa Habiba Yodom, this matter was in our hands, we had it, we thought, but also Rebbe Chanina, came Rebbe Chanina, and Shodah Bar Naga, and he threw in it an axe. Basically, right, he threw a spanner in the works. Ella, Minalon, back to square one, how do we know that it's a third? Yeah, okay. Kedatadia, we learn it from here. Rabbi Yonason ben Yosef Omer, it says Osos, it should make Es HaTavua, the Tavua, L'Shalosh Hashanim, for 3 years. Basically, he's talking about Erev, the sixth year, for before Shemitah comes, that there's going to be grain, the 6 years is going to last for 3 years. And it says over here, Al Tikrei L'Shalosh, don't say L'Shalosh, Ella L'Shalish, call it L'Shalish. So that tells us, so the Tosfos over here just touches it up over here. The top Tosfos on the top right just says Al Tikri L'Shosh Al Shalish. Koloima, that is to say, a siyasa kishuhu shalish bishula. That's it's considered done. Right? It's done. It's made when it's a third. Okay. So that's where we see that basically it's considered mature in a certain level. Oh, ask the Gemara, Vahami Baile, Legufe. But wait a second, we need this posuk for itself to reassure the people. The people are getting a bit scared, you know. See, I'm saying, don't plant, don't work the field this year, and everything's going to be okay. So we have to say, you should know that the 6 years are going to last for 3 years. No, so answer the Gemara, Ksiv Karachrina. We've got another posuk that says, Uzratem es Shona Hashminis, but Achaltem in a Tavua Yoshon Ad Shona Cheese. That was the reassuring passage. Let's just read it or just translate it. It says, and you should plant in the Shana Shminis, meaning after Shemitah, and you're going to be eating about Chosim in a Tavua Yoshin from the old stuff coming into the sixth year, and then that's going to last you till the ninth year. So they ought to be assured. So that passage before it basically said, don't call it Le Shalosh, Le Shalish. Okay, we'll stop here.